Muchas gracias. Excellency Ambassador Luis Falconi from the Mission of Ecuador, and Dr. Diego García Carrión, Attorney General of Ecuador. Ladies and gentlemen, buenas tardes, good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you all here this evening at the Palais des Nations. We in ANCTA are delighted to co-host this special event together with the Mission of Ecuador on one of the hottest topics in international investment policy making these days. Our director, Mr. James Shan, was unfortunately unable to join. He had to travel, but he wanted to express his sincere appreciation for the Mission of Ecuador, for the continued interest in our work, for having made it possible also to get a first-hand account of the author and principal driving force behind the book, A Critical View of Investment Arbitration Based on the Ecuadorian Experience. So I'm very honored to welcome you here today, Dr. Diego García Carrión, Attorney General of Ecuador. Thank you for joining us this evening. If I look at the room, the pull factor of the topic is evident. You know, our distinguished speaker here today will show us his first-rate experience on a topic that really is of crucial importance today. And we in ANCTAD are very pleased that you have chosen the Palais and ANCTAD as a venue to bring us here together. Today's event continues a long-lasting collaboration between ANCTAD and Ecuador, the Attorney General's Office, and the mission here. As early as 2010, Dr. Diego García Carrión was joining ANCTAD in the second World Investment Forum in China, in Xiamen. He was speaking at the Ministerial Roundtable and at the High-Level Conference on International Investment Agreements. The Office of the Attorney General also co-hosted an ANCTAD regional training course for Latin American countries on the topic of international investment agreements and investor-state dispute settlement. That was in 2012 in Quito. And most recently, staff of the Office of the Attorney General and of the Mission of Ecuador has participated in ANCTAD expert meetings, in our seminars, in our discussions, and contributed the expertise. So we've had numerous exchanges between the Division on International Investment and the Mission of Ecuador and the Office of the Attorney General. So allow me to thank you for this fruitful and inspiring collaboration. It's therefore a great pleasure for the Division to host the book launch here this evening in Geneva, and it's also very, very pertinent to do that today. Investment arbitration, investor-state arbitration, or ISDS, as we call it by its abbreviation, is really at the center of attention. It's at the center of attention not only of the arbitration experts, the investors, and the negotiators of these treaties on which the cases are being based, but instead today, investor-state arbitration is also being looked at by the public officials of the policies that are under scrutiny in these cases, by the media, and by the general public. Actually, the general public is interested in raising questions and partly worried about international investment arbitration. So it's a topic that concerns all of that. In ANCTAD, we collect data on investor-state dispute settlement cases. You might all know our ISDS navigator. According to our data, 62 new cases were being launched last year. That's a little bit less than in 2015 when we had the record of 74 cases. According to our data, Ecuador is respondent in 23 treaty-based ISDS cases. So that doesn't include the contract-based cases or the state-state arbitrations, but 23 treaty-based investor-state dispute settlement cases. Ecuador and Dr. Diego García Carrión, the Attorney General, therefore really have the first-hand experience in the handling of these cases. And without wanting to give away too much about the book, we really feel that you provide a compelling inside account of the experience, of the unique experience of a country that has faced so many of these cases. The book not only provides an account, but it also provides an inspiring story that can inform our work on how to reform the system of investment dispute settlement. Improving the current system is one of the five areas of reform that ANCTAD has highlighted in our roadmap of reform. We have launched that in one of our flagship reports, the 2015 World Investment Report. And the ANCTAD roadmap has since been discussed in intergovernmental meetings, and it has been put to use by governments at the different levels of policymaking. So our roadmap also gives different options of how to improve investment dispute settlement. And UNCTAD options are always designed to allow countries to pick and choose, to adapt and adopt, and to make them suited to their particular country's needs. And Dr. Diego Garcia Carrion, I'm really curious today what you will also say about the UNCTAD policy options on how to reform the current system of settling investment dispute settlement. So for us working on this topic, there's really no other more important topic that could be discussed. And with this, again, to say that I'm very pleased that you are joining us here today, that you've chosen UNCTAD and the Palais as a location to launch the book. And I'm very curious to what you have to tell us.
Thank you. Ms. Turk.